This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna's Jack Pelton says all aviation stakeholders, not just GA, must work together to ensure the health of the industry. Former astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn says that current plans to retire the shuttle without a replacement will leave the U.S. dependent on Russian launch vehicles for as long as 10 years. Two congressmen have taken the Department of Defense to task for its decision to purchase 10 Russian-built Mi-17 helicopters next year as it helps to create an Afghanistani Air Force. The Pentagon has reportedly already paid $648 million to buy or refurbish 31 of the aircraft. The Canadian Transportation Safety Board is looking into a fatal accident in which a banner plane crashed and burned Sunday just after releasing a banner following a two-hour flight. The first ever stop in New York for the Red Bull Air Race Tour saw Britain's Paul Bonhomme take home first place before a crowd of 75,000. The European Commission and the FAA have reached agreement to work together for interoperability for next-gen ATC in the U.S. and CSAR in Europe. ANN's own Christian Jern and fellow aviatrix Matey Greco have entered this year's Air Race Classic, an all-woman race which attracts pilots from around the world. The U.S. Parachute Association has bestowed its Lifetime Achievement Award on Chris Needles, former executive director of the association. And Lee Baxt of Tampa, Florida, was judged World's Best Dad by officials at Fantasy of Flight. An essay written by his daughter, Emily, won him a 30-minute scenic flight in a World War II Storch. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Rick Perry of the Aircraft Electronics Association fills in some detail on the FCC's announced ban on the use of legacy emergency locator transmitters. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.